Actually, I knew writing was something I wanted to pursue when I was like 7 years old. You know, I've always loved words. I've been asked, the U bookstore, it's their 100th anniversary, and so they were asking local people to do readings of books that they loved and that influenced them. And one of the ones I'm going to read from is The Cat in the Hat, because when I first started school, we were doing these things, Dick and Jane and Alice and Jerry, these incredibly tedious books were, you know, look, Dick, look, see, spot, run, you know, hardly anything to motivate you to turn the page. And then The Cat in the Hat came out, and it really respects the reader. I mean, it has a sly sense of humor. It acknowledges these kind of complex motivations that kids can't wait to get their parents out of the house, but they're a little worried about what might happen. They want to be mischievous, but they're a little afraid it'll get out of control and they won't be able to conceal it. It's just very psychologically savvy. It's funny, and then the words are just like music. So I read that book and I thought, wow, this is, I'd love to be able to do this. And so I even had these little pads of paper, and then I would just go around the house and I wrote this like ongoing novel about my sister, the exploits that she and I would have together. So I've loved writing since I could read. And it's interesting, when I read The Cat in the Hat, I remember consciously thinking, how does he do it? I recognize that somebody wrote it, and there was a technique. What made this neat? So then I went to school, and I got these like high school poetry contests and things like that. But there weren't that many schools of, you know, there was the Iowa Writers' Workshop. And I just couldn't see going to Iowa. I grew up in upstate New York. So I went to St. Lawrence University, which had a good English program. Actually, the year after I graduated, they developed a well-known writing thing. But I was like an English major, and I hit my first Chaucer class. I couldn't understand the old English, you know, and it was my freshman year, and I was just kind of goofing off anyway. And I wrote this essay, this midterm, and the instructor wrote, well-developed, nice imagination, good use of language, would have been strengthened considerably had you read the book. And I got a C. So I switched to psychology because it's similar. Sociology and psychology also look at character, situation, zeitgeist, you know, and how they interact. So I switched to that because I thought, you know, I'm always going to love reading, but I don't know if I want to be an English teacher or a, you know, so I switched to sociology and psych and got a doctorate in that. Lost my job in Boston, didn't know what to do, went to Japan. And when I went to Japan, I knew that this was probably going to be something kind of life-transforming for me. I'd been going along doing all the right things. Got my doctorate degree, published, did a job, kind of doing things that would look good to whoever I thought I was going to try to impress. But I knew going to Japan didn't look good on my resume. And so I knew I was doing it for me, and this was a change for me. So I had a friend who was, he's Filipino, and he was like an amateur filmmaker. He had a Super 8 camera, and he was always kind of making these old films. And I thought, well, maybe I should kind of try to do something, you know, in Japan, like this little documentary. And then I realized, you know, I have no aptitude for the technology. And so I thought, well, I can't be filming this. I don't have, but maybe I'll audio tape. So I bought this audio tape, and I ended up, you know, so I wanted to take sounds of like in Nepal, you know, you hear the sounds of the morning temple bells and the sounds of the elephants and rhinos, and I wanted to capture these things that were clearly from another world. But all I ended up doing was taking things like the inside of my pocketbook and the tapes in there. You hear this rubbing. And then it finally occurred to me, not until I got back, I thought, well, you know, I could write. It didn't occur to me. So when I was living overseas, I really didn't take notes or keep a journal extensively, but I had been very observing, because part of my thing was, gosh, I wish I could document this. This is so neat. So I was being very observant. And then when I got back and I was unemployed, then I started to write what turned out to be my first book, a memoir. That's kind of how the writing emerged.